Until a few days before the filing deadline for City Council, District 10 Councilman Carlton Soles thought he'd be unopposed in this year's elections. But then Arthur Thomas and Celeste Montez Tidwell hopped in the race, both thinking they'd actually be running against Elisa Chan in District 9. But the city's redistricting last year threw them for a loop.
There was no notification. I had to look at a map that Elisa Chan had brought to a meeting to see that I had been redistricted.
Thomas says he found out weeks before filing his paperwork at City Hall. Montez Tidwell, however, found out at the city clerk's office the day she filed.
So I took a big breath. I literally stood out in the hall and looked at myself and thought about myself, looked at my cousin Casey and said, what do we do? And I thought about it and I said, I still believe in the same thing and I still want to do the same thing and this is my year.
The candidates say the switch doesn't alter their message, though Thomas says it'll be harder for him to convince people to vote for him. He's a self-professed libertarian candidate and says Carlton Soles takes a conservative approach. Soles and neighboring districts 8 and 9, represented by Reed Williams and Elisa Chan, are seen as the conservative bloc on council. Ask District 10 resident Vicky Caceres, and she'll tell you she sees her community as a place of many different political beliefs.
We're a working class community, and working class means mixed.
But in a city election, partisan politics don't play out as much. That's according to Walt Wilson, an assistant professor of political science at UTSA. He says redistricting at higher levels is generally to protect incumbents or candidates for particular parties. San Antonio's redistricting, which balances the populations of the districts, probably won't reflect extreme partisan politics, he says. Geography still may be a factor.
Simply by where we see demographic groups residing in the city, more likely, on the north side that you're going to elect a conservative Anglo candidate. And many other parts of the city, you're more likely to elect a more liberal minority candidate.
Montez Tidwell, a Democrat, has lived in District 9 for 15 years. She says she feels welcomed in her new district, maybe even a little more at home with the people there.
The demographic intent that I've been consorting with and dealing with are actually probably more in my alley, I believe, opposed to the District 9. There are a lot more wealthy people in District 9.
Wilson says city elections often come without the convenient party labels of bigger elections. That, combined with fewer people going to the polls, make elections like this harder to predict, he says. So it may not matter where a candidate runs if people don't vote. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.